Jonah and Brax exchanged a look, and he braced for judgment. For them to call him out for being completely nuts, it didn't change a thing. His buddy nodded.
All right, I guess I'm gonna be digging out my suit. Brax, you've got one floating around in your closet somewhere, right?
I'll have Mia grab it. She's not gonna wanna miss this.
Why can't you get it yourself? When is the wedding?
They have an appointment with a judge in Johnson City at 4:30, Brax announced. Called the courthouse myself.
Today? Jonah dragged out his phone. I'm calling Mom. You need a haircut if you're tying the knot.
Holt dragged a hand through his too shaggy hair.
Yeah, serious occasion called for a proper cleanup. Appreciate it.
Brax was next.
On a more serious note, what do you need?
He reviewed his mental list. Clothes for a couple of weeks at least. He needed to go on and dress for the ceremony here, as he didn't want to mess with a wardrobe change and his prosthesis in a public bathroom. There hadn't been time to discuss the full details of him moving in with Caleb before she'd been whisked off by her mom to do everything on her list. He didn't want to just show up with everything he owned tonight. She was facing enough shock and change today. But they'd need to make that transition sooner rather than later. I'm packing a bag with the essentials for the night, but I expect I'll need to pack the rest of my stuff to get it ready to move over quick and quiet. We're keeping this under the radar, and not making a big production of the when we got married.
Yeah, we can help take care of that.
Brax waved the details away.
But there are some other things to consider for today.
Like what?
He had his ID. Kayla had to take care of the lion's share of other requirements for their marriage license since she had to produce her dated divorce decree. Brax rolled his eyes.
Like the fact that this is your wedding day, man. More importantly, it's her wedding day. Yeah, okay, it's unconventional, but any woman deserves something special, and Kayla's a freaking wedding planner. I know there's not a lot of time, and there's no opportunity to put together the kind of shindig she would, but let's figure something out to make this a positive, memorable occasion and not some kind of business transaction, okay?
Jonah punched Brax in the shoulder.
Marriage has turned you into a hopeless romantic.
I know what I'm talking about.
That was a fair point. Holt checked his watch. It's, what, an hour to the courthouse?
Yeah, about that.
I've got an idea. If I hurry, there'll be just enough time.
Arms outstretched, Maddie twirled until the skirt of her dress belled. How come we're all dressed up, Mama?
How come indeed?
In the mad scramble to pull together everything needed for this impulse wedding, there hadn't been a single moment for Kayla to figure out how she was going to explain things to her daughter. She wasn't about to say a word about Arthur. Maddie didn't know about him. Up to now, she hadn't ever really questioned that she had no father. Kayla knew that wouldn't last, especially now that she was nearing the end of her first real year of school. Her classmates would certainly talk about their two-parent households, and eventually that difference would strike her as odd enough to ask about. Kayla still had no idea what to say to those questions. How did she explain to a 5-year-old that her father was a bad man? More, how did she explain the sudden addition of Holt to their household? She hadn't even dated anyone since Maddie was born. She'd been too worried about the prospective impact on her child, worried about her getting confused or attached to someone who might or might not stick around. Maddie was already besotted with him, and while Kayla was certain the feeling was mutual and that he'd remain a part of Maddie's life no matter what, how did she protect her daughter's tender feelings from being crushed when this charade was over and Holt moved out again? She ignored the tiny voice asking how she'd protect her own and crouched down to her daughter's level.
You know how I help plan people's big events, like weddings?
Uh-huh.
We're here for a wedding.
Maddie screwed up her face in confusion, looking around at the uninspiring civic building that was the courthouse.
But this isn't a church, and there aren't any flowers or music. And you're the only one in a pretty dress.